Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Two vehicle accidents lead to fatalities last Friday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Last Friday, July 21st, two men died in two separate crashes in Campbell County. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office received an emergency automated call from an Apple iPhone informing dispatch the owner of the phone was in a serious crash. The call came in around 1:45 p.m. on Friday afternoon. According to Sheriff Scott Matheny, deputies and Wyoming Highway Patrol responded to the crash on I-9 at mile marker 141 near Rosette. Matheny said the one vehicle crashed involved a Toyota with a family of three in the vehicle. According to Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum, 77-year-old Haigu Soon was transported to Campbell County Memorial Hospital and was pronounced deceased at around 2:45 p.m. Wallum said the unofficial cause of death was blunt force trauma. The other two occupants, Soon's 75-year-old wife and her adult son, were also transported to the hospital for treatment of their injuries. At around 8 p.m. the same day, deputies were called to Shadow Hill Road and Bozeman Way to a report of a man who crashed while driving his Polaris Razor. The 54-year-old Wright man, identified as Nicholas W. Fife, reportedly rolled the ATV onto its left side. Matheny said witness reports indicated Fife lost control during a turn but was unable to regain control before rolling it onto its side and ejecting him from the Razor. He was not wearing a helmet or a seatbelt at the time of the crash. Wallum said the man was killed instantly due to head trauma at the scene. Paving operations on U.S. 16 west of Buffalo have begun. Expect delays. The Wyoming Department of Transportation Commission awarded the Worland, Wyoming company McGavin Mauberly a $4.5 million contract to mill and overlay a stretch of U.S. 16 west of Buffalo, according to the press release from YDOT. Located between mile marker 63 at Hazelton Road and mile marker 68 YDOT Pole Creek Camp, this 5.63-mile project includes milling the surface and replacing it with a new plant mix. In addition to the paving, new guardrail and delineators will be installed. During the next few months, motorists will encounter reduced speed limits with traffic control and flagging operations and one-way traffic led by a pilot car during the day. Normal traffic will resume at night with motorists traveling on milled and uneven surfaces with loose gravel throughout the work zone. Work is scheduled to be completed by October 31st, 2023. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.